Well, Jim, this morning here, we have Mike with us. Mike is on our long-term conquerors program. And Mike, we want to welcome you to the radio broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Mike, there's a lot of our listeners. They listen in because they want to hear what God's doing at Haven of Rest. But sometimes our listeners, maybe they have a friend or a family member, or they themselves are struggling. And so it's good to hear how God's working in someone's life. So we're really excited to have you on the broadcast today to share a little bit of your story. If you could, for our listeners, share a little bit of what was going on in life that led to you coming to Haven of Rest and eventually seeking out our program.
Well, I grew up in a single mother home, and I'm originally from Kansas City. I've been there all my life. I left about the age of 32. And I ended up in Texas. And leaving home, going to Texas, I think I had too much freedom on my hand. And that kind of led me to down some wrong streets. And here later, I came to Akron. And yeah, still going down them wrong streets in life. And I heard about the Haven of Rest, so they tried to get me to come here to the program for a couple of years, and I didn't want to do it. And finally, I talked to Steve Dobo one day, and I said I might want to give it a shot, and I still wasn't sure about it. And I want to thank Dino is the one who talked me into convincing me to do it and come over. And once I did it, I don't regret it. You don't know until you try it.
That's right. For our listeners, Dino's another resident
yes.
on the program.
Well, you know, Mike, 2019, 2020 is when you kind of heard about the Haven of Rest Ministries. You made some connections here. How long have you been actually on the program right now?
I started the program on September the 5th, so I'm in my fourth month now.
Very good. So when you were talked by Steve and Dino about the program, how did it, I mean, for you, what was your thinking as they were talking to you about the program? You thinking, man, you know, maybe I could use this. Where were you at with all that? Because you ended up coming onto the program. So there was something there that said, yes, I need to get on the program.
Yes. Well, I struggle with substance abuse. And just kind of just going the wrong direction, ended up in some bad situations. And at the same time, I knew that this was a faith-based place. And I didn't have any kind of acknowledgement about anything, honestly, of the Bible. And it was something I always wanted to do. And I wanted to get sobriety and get myself together. And I just needed to get some spiritual in my life. And I said, I might as well go ahead and give it a shot.
So God was calling out to you. There was that longing that was kind of, that was in there. Maybe you'd even expressed it had been a long time you'd been wanting to pursue it. And I know how life just muddies things up and maybe good intentions don't get us there. And God got your attention and you came on the program. Talk to us a little bit about what it was like. I know for a lot of guys, that first week and sometimes even that first month can be really hard. That's when guys are like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I want to leave. Talk to us a little bit about what it was like to really commit to decide I'm going to do this and what that first week and month was like.
Yeah, the first week was surreal. You know, I couldn't believe that I finally hunkered down and said I'm going to do it because at first, before they wanted me to join the program, I said no, that's too long. That's like, I felt like I was going to be turning myself into jail or something, so I was like no. And then I had to give up, sacrifice stuff like my phone and all that, and those are addicting too. So when I finally did it, I just couldn't believe it. I said, okay, well, I took the first step, I might as well keep on going. And that first 35 days of restriction, yeah, it was hard, but it went by and I got over it. So, like I said, I still don't regret it.
Yeah. And, you know, you've made some nice connections. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the programming that you've gone through. But you've made some good connections with some people. I'm talking about Jim's staff. You know, you mentioned Matt. Let's talk a little bit about those connections and how important they are for you. Because you really, those are swinging doors, meaning you can come in and go out. You can knock on the door if you're struggling with something or if you have some questions. You can go to those guys. Is that correct?
Yes, that is very correct. And, but we are all grateful as residents to have them here on our team, Steve and Matt. Them some great guys. Anything you need help with, they're there for you. Anything you need, they're here for us. And Steve is a great guy too because he has a degree in theology. Mm-hmm. So for me, I honestly really did not know anything about the Bible when I got here. I didn't know how to read verses and chapters. I didn't understand them numbers. And so, yeah, the life application class really helped me out a whole lot and understand some things. And I didn't even know that reading it, that you get filled with it. You get filled with the presence and joy of it. And I didn't know. You start reading, you don't want to stop.
Yeah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And now so you've got this relationship that's developed with our staff. And as they're leading you, you know, a lot of guys come on the program. They're like, yeah, I want sobriety. And they realize like, wow, this is a really Christian program. Like yeah. there's kind of a realization that the transformation that we want to guide you through, that we do want sobriety as a result, but it's making you a new person.
Yes.
And that's a big change.
Yes.
And so whether it's the Authentic Manhood class, Steve's Life Application Bible Study, time with Jack in the Learning Center, these are really about, this is a transformative process you're walking through. And even mm-hmm. the work therapy and some other things, like it's putting off that old and putting on the new.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about your experience walking that out and what it's been like. Because I imagine there's been a lot of new ideas you've been introduced to as you've come to see what the Lord has for you.
Yes. Well, like I said, the old me, I didn't know anything about church, the Bible, the Word, anything. But now I see a whole different meaning of life itself, because the Word in the book is a guide to teach us how to live, to walk in Jesus' steps. And so a lot of small stuff that we take for granted and stuff that we overlooked, it's quite serious, because like before I came here, I was heading in the wrong path and walking the wrong walk. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's helped me out a lot. And biblical discipleship, the class, that's helped me out a lot. It's the booklets that Jack Hug have us go through, and it took me 3 months to do the 13 books. Mm-hmm. Because I was trying to understand them and understand what the meaning of prayerism is. Prayer, Holy Spirit, eternal life, salvation, and everything. I wanted to know. So I took my time reading those, and he liked to ask random questions. So I wanted to be ready.
Well, you know, Jim, something important here, Mike, as you've been sharing here, you are at pretty much ground zero. And what I mean by that is when you came in, you did not know the Bible.
No.
You did not know things about prayer. You didn't know anything about Jesus Christ. You started at what I call ground zero, working with Steve, working with Matt, Eugene, Jack Hug, Jesse, and yes. a variety of other people. This discipleship is now giving you understanding of the importance of all of this stuff. And as Jim, you said earlier, it's the renewing, the old passing away thinking, and the new being formed as you continue in your studies and in your relationship with Christ. Is that correct?
Yes.
So in saying that, your day starts early, I know that. Talk a little bit about your day and what happens in the morning time, and kind of take us through your day.
Okay. Well, when I started the program, you know, where I'm handed a schedule, two pieces of paper, and I said, "Oh, this looks pretty hectic. I don't know if I don't know about all this." But yes, it wasn't bad. It looked like a whole lot. It looked like a whole lot. And you know, once you get in the process of doing it continuously, it's nothing. So yeah, my alarm clock go off at 4:45 every morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I work over in the client service center. I have to be there at 6 o'clock to hand out tubs and strip beds and make beds for the clients. And I have class at 8:30, life application. That's Steve's class.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty cool class. And then I have a 10 o'clock class, Jack. That's biblical discipleship. That's mm-hmm. the one that's helped me out a whole lot too. And also we have Authentic Manhood with Louie. That's another thing that I didn't mention was, like I said, I grew up in a single mother home. Authentic Manhood, man, it's really helped me out, helped me understand some things and understand some things about me that I didn't know,
mm-hmm.
and other people too,
mm-hmm.
also. Yeah.
So there's been this just transformative process you've got to walk through. And it was, that's a quick question before I get to the next one. Did you find, you know, you mentioned, oh boy, there's a lot on that schedule. Did you find that once you got into it, the routine was actually helpful?
Yeah, very helpful.
Yeah, because I know sometimes before people come in, life can be pretty chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And actually have, like, once you are, like, ready to take that breath, okay, the structure is actually a good thing.
Right, it's structure. That's what it is.
Yeah,
and that's what I needed at the time.
Praise God. Now, one of the things that our program's really big on is that we don't want you to just do well here. We want to set you up to do well when you leave. And so that would be a lot of connections with churches, eventually mentors and some other things. So have you had an opportunity to get involved with a church for the time that you've been here at Haven of Rest?
Yes. When I first came here, I had a couple of residents that they had been here for a while. They had invited me to come to their church. And first I was skeptical of it. I said, I don't know. It's called, they told me it was a biker church. And it was ABC, Akron Biker Church. And I said, oh, I don't know. But it was it's actually Akron Bible Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked it out. It's our resident manager, Matt. It's his church he goes to. And so I went one time, and the speaker, Randy Baker.
Yes.
Our pastor, Randy Baker. Yeah, I went one time, and I heard his service, his whole delivery, and it made me just continue to go back.
Amen.
I like Randy.
Yeah, Randy's a good, and you know, Randy speaks here on Mondays once a month, I think. He has his team, or if it's not Randy, somebody else coming in mm-hmm. to present the gospel at our dinner menu. What a blessing that is. So, Mike, as we close here, I'm going to ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
But just to summarize, Jim, listening to Mike here, structure is very important. When you got that piece of paper, you thought, oh my goodness, I'm not going to be able to, this is a little overwhelming, but we know that structure is very important in everybody's life. And sometimes when that structure is not there coming into it, it actually works. And as you're a testimony to it, starting at ground zero, no Bible, no upbringing, and here you are 4 months into the program, learning the Bible, you're in discipleship class. You know, the thing that you said about authentic manhood, coming out of a household
yes.
with just your mom and learning things. These are important, Jim, and this is why we have these types of classes in here to disciple and to get you ready eventually, not now, to when you do go back out, you have some of this as your foundation. So as we close here, how can we pray for you as we continue into your program and as we move ahead here to 2024?
I just ask for me to continue to grow spiritually and to follow my pursuit and my dreams for what I want to do and my sobriety. I want to continue down this path that I'm at now.
Amen, Mike. Well, it was a privilege having you on this morning. Thank you for sharing just a piece of some of your testimony. And I know our listeners were blessed by this. So thank you, Michael.
Thank you for having me.